It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And we're pleased to be joined this morning by Mr. Michael Black, President and CEO of ESB Financial. Michael, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, doing wonderful. How are you this morning, Ron?
Doing good. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holiday to you, too. I'm excited.
Yeah,
this time of year.
Yeah, this is the most wonderful time of the year we know. And, Michael, we are 1 week away from Christmas. Can you believe that?
I cannot. It seems like this year has flown by pretty quickly.
So. Well, and it just seems like yesterday you were in here with me talking about the to-do list as we headed into 2024. And now,
yes.
2024 is in our rearview mirror. We get set for 2025, and Michael's taken some time to unleash some financial to-dos that are good to look at before the end of the year.
Sure. So, you know, Ron, I wrap up my year every year, and one thing that I've always done is I kind of look at my credit and make sure everything's in line. And, you know, you hate to admit it, time's going faster and I'm getting a little older, so I don't use my credit a lot anymore. So I have mine all frozen. So I went through and went to all the national credit bureaus and I froze my credit report so I know that fraud stays away from it.
That's a great idea. That's something that I think we could all take a look at as we get set to head into a 25. Well, Michael, take us down the to-do path here.
Sure. So, you know, like I said, I always look at my credit. And so I tell people it's probably important to go have the national credit bureaus. They'll give you a free copy of your credit report every year. When you get that credit report, sometimes it's not real easy to read. Bring that to the bank and have one of our personal bankers or our loan officers go through it with you. And they're happy to sit down with you and kind of explain everything. And so for me, that's number one. Number two is I kind of dive into, you know, the bad B word. It's budget. And, you know, budgets are always kind of tough to look at. But what I look at more than anything is having something set aside. For me, it was a savings account. And I've got a dollar amount that I like to keep in ours just so it's, you know, the water heater goes bad or the furnace goes bad. There's always something there for me to tap into and go to that. And to try to make it fun for me, I determine the number that I wanted to be at. And when it gets over that, we take the money that we were putting in our savings, and Tammy and I put it in what we call our adventure account. And that's what we use to go on trips with. And so that's become very, very important to us. So we watch it a lot closer when there's a real reward at the end.
Well, way to put fun into the budgets. Way to share that with us here. That does sound like fun when that can happen. What about investments? Is now a good time, Michael, to take a look back and see where we're at?
100%. So, you know, I sit down with Fred and Carly in our investment department every year, and we go back and look at where I'm at, where I want to be, and am I making progress, and it's time to reevaluate things and say, okay, if this specific investment's not reaching my goals, then we can make adjustments. But communicating with those guys are very, very important. So, and Fred and Carly do that at no charge. They'll sit down and help you go through that. I know they have a lot of people, you know, you have a 401k at work. They'll even help you go through and pick the things that you have your stuff invested with, even when it's not with them. So, you know, your own 401k, but they're a great resource, and so it's a great thing.
Yeah, just a few of the to-dos to take a look at as we reach the end of 2024. Evaluate your credit, dive into your budget, review your investments, all good things to take a look at. And what about a money message this morning, Michael?
Yeah, you know, so while you're actually diving into your finances, you know, that can be kind of what I look at as a long and difficult process for most people, but it really doesn't have to be. So don't hesitate to come into the bank and ask one of our professionals. You know, our personal bankers and our loan officers are all very well versed in this type of thing. And I tell them, sit down with that deal and fill out a financial statement. We'll help you do it. It'll help you keep track of where you're at.
They are professional, and they are nice folks, I'll tell you, at ESB Financial. So, Michael, 2024 been a good year?
2024 has been a very good year. We're happy with where we're ending up. You know, every year comes with its own trials and tribulations, I guess. But overall, we're real happy with where we're at. You know, overall, you know, I think our community's had some tough hits lately, yeah. but we also have a lot of great things to be thankful for. So things are still looking well in Emporia.
Yeah, looking forward to a lot of positive things. Michael, always a pleasure. Yeah. A happy holidays to you.
Hey, happy holidays to you, and you guys have a safe and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Michael Black, President, CEO, ESB Financial with Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.